Hello and welcome to Milano's Wig Podcast. We're your hosts, Gia and Judy, and we're here to take you on your wig wearing journey and answer any questions you may have along the way. So we're already on episode 10, and we're so excited to talk about this topic. I just wanted to thank all of our listeners for tuning in, and we have a very special, much requested topic today, and it's let's talk all about lace top wigs. So without further ado, I have Judy here and we're going to go right into it.
Hi, everyone. We get asked a lot. I don't know if it's the newest craze, but it's definitely trending, our lace featured wigs. And we get asked a lot about ours versus other companies. And I just wanted to go into a little bit about lace as opposed to all the different types of options. A lot of times when you're looking for a wig or even any type of hairpiece, a top or anything like that, construction plays a really big role. In how it lays and how it looks. And each construction has its strengths and weaknesses or pros and cons, so to speak. So it's really important to understand the construction of the hairpiece, not just the color and the length, but also the construction to see if that works for you. Now, with lace, there's different types of lace, and some of the laces are synthetic lace that it looks like lace, but it's not really lace. The problem with some of those synthetic laces out there is that it's not heat resistant. So if you try to put a curling iron over it touches heat, it'll kind of melt and it's kind of scratchy where it's not so comfortable when it's on your forehead. So you have to be careful in terms of, even though it says lace, some of the laces out there are synthetic laces. So it's not really soft and it's not so comfortable. Now, a lot of the lace wigs, I find the most comfortable and the most realistic natural lace is the Swiss lace, and it's very soft, and it also looks very, like when it's against your skin, it kind of blends in with your skin and camouflages in. The only issue with lace, and that's with any lace wigs that you would have, is that lace is very flimsy. So there's no structure when it comes to lace. It is the most natural, and that's what, you know, if you're looking at Broadway or movies or singers or so many people that are wearing wigs and you're like, wait a second, I can't see that they're wearing a wig, but I know their hair is a different color. Most of the time what you're seeing, especially if the hair is away from the face, and if you look at the hairline, it looks like it's growing out of their head. Most of the time what you're seeing is some lace feature in either their front or the whole top is a lace feature, because when it is laying flat to your skin, it will camouflage into your skin and look like it's growing out of your head. So most of the time when you're seeing something that's really natural, the lace, it's really some type of lace feature. Now, when someone's wearing a full bang, like a full bang going across your forehead, you don't see a hairline. So it doesn't really matter what type of front or what type of, if it's lace or not, because you're not going to see it. The hair is going to cover it. The most important, I guess, aspect with lace or is to really decide, are you wearing your hair back? If you're wearing your hair back with no bang, the lace feature is actually amazing because that's what's really going to make it look really natural. What I find also is people who have like low foreheads or even widow's peaks, a lot of times it's the lace features that are going to help you blend your hairline where it looks really natural. So that being said, lace, like I said, is very natural. It's also extremely delicate. So when there are a lot of lace wigs out there, you have to really understand, like, how much wear and tear do you put on your wig? Do you wear it from morning to night? Or are you just wearing it for fashion reasons once a month or something like that? Because the more wear and tear and the more you're wearing your wig, the more strain, I guess, the more wear and tear you're going to put on the lace. And it's not going to last as long. Lace is not as strong as different types of constructions where there's mono, there's, silk tops or French tops. Those are much stronger. So one question to really ask yourself is, yes, it looks really natural. Yes, if I want to wear it back, it might be the best option. But the next question to ask is, how often do you wear your wig? Do you sleep in your wig or do you wear it from morning to night? Because if you wear your wig all the time from morning to night, it's not going to last as long as those other options, either a mono or a silk top. But if what's most important to you is how natural it's going to be, then the lace is the option for you. Now, what's really amazing now is they have great options where they have lace fronts with, and it combines it with either mono backs or silk top backs. That will make it a little more durable when you have that lace front. The only thing is when you have that lace front, there is going to be a transition because that lace is going to stop somewhere and it's going to transition into something else. There are ways to camouflage that transition where, you know, we have a scalp illusion palette A lot of people, you know, especially makeup artists, when they're doing movies or, you know, Broadway shows or anything like that, a lot of times they'll use makeup to kind of hide that transition. So there is ways to hide that transition. The nice thing is when you have lace going all the way back, there is no transition. So it's a little bit easier and you don't see that, you know, the lace is stopping. So I would say regardless, if you're planning on wearing your wig back with no bangs, you definitely want a lace front. And if you're planning on wearing a defined part or you're going to see the part, you may even want a lace top or you may want more lace than just a lace front. What we did with our wigs is we understand most of our wig wearers, I wouldn't say all of them, but most of them wear their wigs quite often. So what we wanted to do is design a lace feature wig that really looked amazing, but stood the test of time much longer than a normal lace wig would stand the test of time. And I know I've told this story 100 times, but in the beginning, when we started with the whole lace, you know, I went out and I bought a cheap lace wigs and wearing wigs for 20 years, you know, you would think that I would know how to handle it.
Yeah.
But I actually, the third day, I think I tore the whole thing in half and I was like, wait a second, it looks amazing, but what are we going to do to make it stand the test of time? We're someone who's wearing it every day. I wear a wig from morning to night.
Yeah.
How do we get it where it lasts? And that's really what we did when we designed our Divine, is we made it just where it's absolutely necessary and everywhere else it's super, super strong. Did you have any?
Yeah, I had a question.
Sure.
So like with the Divine, like, is it like, would you say that people that are used to wearing lace wigs would also like the Divine? Or I know it's a great transition piece for people that are used to like French tops or monos.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had anyone like, give any feedback on that that's used to lace wigs? Because I would assume that they would love that it's more durable.
Right. That's a really great question. So we actually had people who have gotten a lace wig where the whole thing is lace. Now, the issue is what we found is like some of them that came to us with full lace wigs, they were more in the hair loss world. And the problem was, is that they were wondering how, they didn't find that the lace looked realistic. Like they saw a picture online, it looked amazing, but then it didn't translate into looking amazing on their head. So when I looked at the construction, I saw it, the entire thing was lace. And like I said, the thing with lace is it's supernatural when it's laying flat to your skin. But the problem is with lace is that it's flimsy. It doesn't have a structure to it. So there's got to be ways that you have to have it lay flat to your skin. Sometimes people put a band to put tension on the lace so it lays flat to your skin. But when the lace is going all the way around, the only way to make it look natural where it's flat to your skin is to use some type of glue to make it lay flat. And that may be fine if you're doing it once a month. But the question is you have to ask yourself is, are you willing to sit every day and put glue on to make it lay flat to your skin? So just having a full lace wig, yes, it may look more natural all around, but the problem is how are you getting it where it's laying flat to your skin, where it looks like it's growing out of your scalp? Are you willing to spend the time to just glue it every single day to do that? So with everything, it's not like it's not a good wig, but you have to ask yourself with what you're willing to do and understanding the pros and cons to every aspect, and really decide which one is the most important to you. I think with our wig wearers or most of the clients that we encounter, they're wearing it every day and they're looking for something natural, but comfortable and quick and easy. They don't want to spend more than, I mean, max 3 to 5 minutes putting their wig on.
Wow. It's like no time at all.
Yeah. And I can tell you my Divine, which is a lace featured wig, I could put it on 20 seconds, be out the door. So it really depends. Yes, there are people that have full lace wigs. I mean, even with us, we only put lace where it's absolutely necessary. So a lot of people ask us about parting because we don't have it as a wide part. How do you deal with the parting? And there's definitely ways to deal with the parting, but still keep that durability.
Right. That's amazing. So I know that we've been getting a lot of people who have been making that transition from like traditional French tops or monos. So what is some feedback you've been getting about why they love the Divine? And are they using their French tops interchangeably, or once they go lace, they never go back?
It's funny because that's a really good question. I mean, I personally, when I went from my skin top to my lace top, I was like, oh my God. And I tried to even get, you know, go back to my skin top, and I couldn't because I just loved the way the hair was sewn in. With the French top, it's more layers. So more layers usually translate into more hair. So the tops are a little heavier than the lace tops. The lace tops are not as heavy because it's a single layer with the hair sewn on it. What I found, which is like a lot of times when I would show wigs to people, and I'd be like, of course you have to go with the Divine. It's so much more natural. The skin top, you don't see the dots. And there's so many different ways to camouflage dots. There's bleaching knots, there's makeup, there's scalp illusions. There's so many different things that can be done to camouflage those knots. But with the skin top, you don't have to worry about any of that. So we have some people who it's just, they just don't want to get, it bothers them and they would rather deal with it. They would rather have something that's a little thicker or a little bit more dense and not have to deal with bleaching knots or doing scalp illusions. So it's something that's a personal preference. I definitely recommend people to try it on to feel it and to actually see it for themselves. At the end of the day, there are people that still like the silk tops. They'd rather stick with the silk tops. But a lot of people, I guess what their biggest comment is when they try on and they get the lace top or our divine is, wow, I can't believe how light it is. It's so comfortable because the amount of hair that's sewn on the lace top wigs more mimics the amount of hair you have on your head. Because with the skin tops, the thicker usually the base, the more hair you need. So the skin tops are a little bit fuller or denser, I would say.
That's awesome. So would you say that lace wigs are typically more lightweight, like lighter densities?
Typically, yes, they are lighter density. They are a lighter density wig. And when I say density, you could have a ton of hair sewn on it, but usually the hair, like when we say dense, it's how much hair is sewn like in a certain area. So you could make it where it's more spread apart. If it was on a skin top, you couldn't spread out the hair as much because you would see too much of the cap and it wouldn't look right. So definitely with the lace wig, it's less density, especially on top. It feels definitely lighter.
Wow, that's amazing. So it's a good summer wig then.
It's a great, I mean, to me, if you ask me, it's a great all around wig, but that's me. And I tell everyone that, you know, there's no right or wrong. It's understanding where you are and understanding what works for you and fitting what, you know, the different constructions to what works for you.
Yeah. So you mentioned that they're a little bit more delicate. So what are some tips and tricks for someone that's new to lace wigs for storing it and styling it and things like that?
Right. That's also a great question because we have a lot of people that are used to their silk top wigs, which it can handle a lot more, pulling and wear and tear than the lace. What I tell people with the lace is as much as possible, and it doesn't matter what lace wig you have, when you're wearing a lace wig every day, that puts a lot of wear and tear in it because lace stretches very easily. The biggest thing I can, tell people with the lace is try as much as possible not to pull on the lace. So with our divine, even there's a small area of lace, you can pull anywhere else on the wig, but as much as possible, try not to pull on that lace because when you pull on that lace, first of all, it could tear and also it could stretch. And when it stretches, again, it's not laying flat to your skin and then it doesn't look natural. So the number one thing I say is to avoid pulling on that lace. The other thing I say is we have our hairline brush, which is kind of like a spoolie, which really helps well because if you're just trying to tease the baby hairs in the front and things like that, when you use that, it puts a lot less strain than using like a comb or anything like that. So a lot of times I'll show people if you want to add height, just use our hairline brush because it definitely puts a lot less strain and is much more gentler on the lace.
Wow, that's great. And then what about styling? Is there any special way to style or is it pretty much the same?
With styling, it's really interesting. There's many different ways you can style. And a lot of times with heat, you can, you know, heat and a blow dryer, for instance, you can really style any way you want. Now with the lace, there's different directions of the way the hair is sewn in. Naturally, it's going to want to go into the direction that it was sewn in on the lace, but that doesn't mean you can't change the direction. It just means that you have to work at it a little harder with applying heat or hairspray or something like that to try to change a little bit the direction than what it was sewn into. But you have a lot of flexibility in terms of the lace and even height. A lot of times people are like, I don't like it so flat. We have a lot of clients that you're able to wear wigs so flat and look natural with the lace, but you can add a ton of volume as well to your lace wig, because with lace wigs, you always have returns, which are the ends of the hair that it's sewn onto, that using the returns and knowing how to style it, you can give a lot of volume and fullness to lace wigs as well.
That's awesome. I have one last question. So a lot of people are concerned about if it will look like their scalp. Is there like tips and tricks for how to achieve the proper shade for your skin tone?
You mean like more like the scalp illusion effect?
Yeah. I know that's something that a lot of people are, I've watched a lot of videos and people feel like if they have darker hair, and then they're going like a light blonde, like they feel like they have to color it. Is there like any tips and tricks for matching?
There definitely is. I always find, I love when, first of all, when we do rootings on the lace wigs, because I find that like when it comes out of the head and it has just like a darker shadow over it, it always looks more natural. So you could go with the light, you know, you don't have to go with the dark rooting. You could do just the shadow root or smudge root. There's so many different types of rootings that can be done, but I definitely find the lace wigs look incredible with rootings. In terms of the scalps, yes, there's different things that can be done. We have a scalp illusion palette, but you know, there's a lot of things out there in the market. But the main thing is you want to match what typically your scalp is. So we see a lot of clients, sometimes I look at their scalp and it's more on the yellower side. And sometimes I see it more on like the gray side. So you want to mimic like what either your normal scalp would be or what a scalp would be in the color that you are. And you can play around with our palette. You can mix colors. But the main thing is like, even with our palette, I always tell everyone less is more. You're just trying to get that scalp illusion effect. Doesn't mean that you have to cake makeup on and it's going to look better. A lot of times the more you put on, the less natural it looks. It really is to give it just a scalp illusion effect. It just needs a tiny bit, like less is more. So what I always say is look in the mirror. If it looks funny in the mirror, it's going to look funny when someone looks at you. So you just have to apply a little bit just to get that color of what either your scalp would be or what a normal scalp would be for that color tone. And it literally takes it over the edge where if someone's looking at you, it looks absolutely incredible.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love the scalp illusion palette because you can also use it for the transition as well if you have one.
Yeah, 100%. Like if you have a skin top, which is very popular now, skin tops with lace fronts, definitely you want to use the scalp illusion palette. You do not want to just put it on the lace and stop it right where the skin top is because then it kind of highlights that transition. So you want to start all the way in the front and then go past the skin top. When you go past the skin top and then you just blend it and put a little height in the hair, it'll definitely blend it where it'll almost look like a lace top.
That's cool. I want to try that. So is there any other closing tips you have for audiences looking to buy a lace wig or kind of getting in the exploration phase about lace wigs?
I definitely recommend everyone to try it. And I think once you try it, if it doesn't work for you, it's not you're not feeling it, you don't have to do it just because everyone else is doing it.